There's a man. His name is Earl Stevens, 69 years old. He was recently arrested in Florida for driving and drinking. Okay, his defense, though, in court was, hey, I wasn't drinking and driving. I only took swishes of bourbon when I was at a red light or a stop sign. I wonder how that's going to end up in court. That's kind of cute. There's new rules, of course, with the prime mistake in Canada with regards to women and molesting women and so on. Previously, he said, hey, a woman must be believed. If a woman shows up and says 25 years ago, so-and-so molested me, you got to kick him out of office. And Trudeau has done that. He's done that because men are bad. I mean, you're guilty and you may prove yourself innocent someday, but good luck with that. A woman must be believed. However, it's now happened to him. And we think different than women. We look at things differently. And he goes on and on. The guy is a bloody embarrassment. Wow. I mean, women, where are you? Speak up. Get this guy kicked out of office. Everybody else has to leave because he says, get out of here because you're not believing the women, and I do. And now he's doing it. The deck is just stacked and stacked and restacked. And do we need people like him around? Duh. I don't think so. It ain't nice. It ain't fair. You women should be picketing. You should be doing all kinds of crazy things. But I kind of think a lot of you are still going to vote Liberal. Duh. I mean, y'all need some serious counseling. If, in fact, you do, this guy is out of control. Deal with it. Outcry. Outcry. Cry out loud. Do something. The federal government, now the same government with a prime mistake in charge of it, recently has introduced these regulations with regards to cigarettes, right? We can't have any packaging on them. They all got to be this and they got to be that. Because you might get cancer someday. The same government is saying, however, you also can't smoke menthol cigarettes or anything else. However, you can now smoke pot. I don't know if I get that either. Is that another double standard kind of a thing? Maybe, sort of. I mean, it's about the women. It's about the pot. It's about the cigarettes. I mean, try to get consistent with somebody. Oh. There is consistency. That is, he's inconsistent. Who would have darn thunk it? A jaguar at the Auburn Zoo in New Orleans slipped out of its enclosure just recently, went on a killing rampage. Not people, fortunately. A lot of people were pretty scared, but it did kill other animals. And I don't know, I just think everybody should have a gun. I have a Jaguar car, that's what I drive, and I have a gun in my car. So if a Jaguar would have chased my Jaguar, I would have shot him. Just saying. Here's a woman that says, because Trump won the election, he's wrecked my life. And I'm suing him now because I can't open jars. I've lost my strength. I couldn't eat after he became president, and I was just distressed, right? And so I couldn't go to the gym anymore either. So I lost my strength there, from not doing that too. And that's a terrible thing. I used to exercise and walk. I can't do that now. I'm weak, and I'm suing him. You are weak for sure. That would be between the ears. I could always get a job as what would that be? An astronaut, I guess, because there's a lot of space there. Here's the line I want to leave with you today. It's profound. Are you with me? Here it is. Write this down. You can lead a liberal to knowledge, but you can't make him think. Hey, y'all, come back. See ya.